Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, Major League Soccer Edition. There were 12 Major League Soccer games played yesterday, Saturday, April 20, 2024. Atlanta United FC lost at home 1-2 versus visiting FC Cincinnati. Atlanta United FC's midfielder Thiago Almada scored in the 59th minute, assisted by midfielder Edwin Mosquera, to make the score 1-0. FC Cincinnati's midfielder Luca Relleno scored in the 62nd minute, assisted by attacker Luciano Acosta, to make the score 1-1. FC Cincinnati's attacker Luciano Acosta scored in the 64th minute, assisted by midfielder DeAndre Yedlin, to make the score 1-2. Losing team Atlanta United FC's top three performers of the match were midfielder Thiago Almada with a rating of 7.5. He scored one goal. Midfielder Bartosz Slice with a rating of 7.5. Defender Brooks Lennon with a rating of 7.0. Winning team FC Cincinnati's top three performers of the match were attacker Luciano Acosta with a rating of 8.3. He scored one goal and had one assist. Attacker Yuya Kubo with a rating of 7.9. Midfielder Obina Nwobodo with a rating of 7.5. After their 1-2 loss, Atlanta United FC are in 7th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 1-2 win, FC Cincinnati are in 3rd place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. Columbus Crew tied at home 2-2 versus visiting Portland Timbers. Portland Timbers' attacker Felipe Mora scored in the 10th minute, assisted by midfielder Eric Williamson, to make the score 0-1. Columbus Crew's attacker Camilo Hernandez scored in the 51st minute, assisted by attacker Diego Rossi, to make the score 1-1. Portland Timbers' midfielder Santiago Moreno scored in the 57th minute, assisted by midfielder Evander, to make the score 1-2. Columbus Crew's defender Steven Moreira scored in the 74th minute, assisted by midfielder Aiden Morris, to make the score 2-2. Tying team Columbus Crew's top three performers of the match were midfielder Aiden Morris with a rating of 8.3. He made one assist. Attacker Diego Rossi with a rating of 8.2. He made one assist. Defender Steven Moreira with a rating of 7.7. He scored one goal. Tying team Portland Timbers' top three performers of the match were midfielder Santiago Moreno with a rating of 7.5. He scored one goal. Attacker Felipe Mora with a rating of 7.3. He scored one goal. Defender Kamal Miller with a rating of 7.2. After their 2-2 tie, Columbus Crew are in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 2-2 tie, Portland Timbers are in 11th place in the Western Conference. Inter Miami won at home 3-1 versus visiting Nashville SC. Inter Miami's defender Franco Negri scored an own goal for Nashville SC in the 2nd minute, to make the score 0-1. Inter Miami's attacker Lionel Messi scored in the 11th minute, assisted by attacker El Suarez, to make the score 1-1. Inter Miami's midfielder Sergio Busquets scored in the 39th minute, assisted by attacker Lionel Messi, to make the score 2-1. Inter Miami's attacker Lionel Messi scored a penalty kick in the 81st minute, to make the score 3-1. Winning team Inter Miami's top three performers of the match were attacker Lionel Messi with a rating of 9.9. He scored two goals and had one assist. Midfielder Sergio Busquets with a rating of 7.7. He scored one goal. Goalkeeper Drake Callender with a rating of 7.3. He made four saves and conceded one goal. Losing team Nashville SC's top three performers of the match were attacker Hani Mukhtar with a rating of 7.6. Midfielder Aníbal Godoy with a rating of 7.0. Defender Lucas McNaughton with a rating of 6.9. After their 3-1 win, Inter Miami are in first place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 3-1 loss, Nashville SC are in 14th place in the Eastern Conference. Montreal Impact tied at home 2-2 versus visiting Orlando City SC. Montreal Impact's attacker Mason Toy scored in the 16th minute, assisted by midfielder Samuel Piet, to make the score 1-0. Orlando City SC's midfielder Facundo Torres scored a penalty kick in the 22nd minute, to make the score 1-1. Montreal Impact's attacker Ariel Lassiter scored in the 88th minute, assisted by goalkeeper Jonathan Sirois, to make the score 2-1. Orlando City SC's midfielder Ivan Angulo scored in the 90th plus 2 minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Martin Ojeda, to make the score 2-2. Tying Team Montreal Impact's top three performers of the match were attacker Ariel Lassiter with a rating of 7.7. He scored one goal. Midfielder Mathieu Chouanière with a rating of 7.5. Midfielder Raheem Edwards with a rating of 7.5. Tying Team Orlando City SC's top three performers of the match were midfielder Facundo Torres with a rating of 7.2. He scored one goal. Midfielder Wilder Cartagena with a rating of 7.3. Substitute midfielder Martin Ojeda with a rating of 7.2. He made one assist. After their 2-2 tie, Montreal Impact are in 10th place in the Eastern Conference. After their 2-2 tie, Orlando City SC are in 12th place in the Eastern Conference. New York City FC won at home 2-0 versus visiting DC United. New York City FC's midfielder Santiago Rodriguez scored in the 20th minute, assisted by midfielder Hannes Wolf, to make the score 1-0. New York City FC's substitute attacker Julian Fernandez scored in the 90th plus 1 minute, assisted by midfielder Santiago Rodriguez, to make the score 2-0. Winning Team New York City FC's top three performers of the match were midfielder Santiago Rodriguez with a rating of 9.5. He scored one goal and had one assist. Midfielder Hannes Wolf with a rating of 8.2. He made one assist. Substitute attacker Julian Fernandez with a rating of 7.3. He scored one goal. Losing Team DC United's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Alexander Bono with a rating of 7.9. He made six saves and conceded two goals. Defender Lucas Bartlett with a rating of 7.3. Substitute midfielder Martin Rodriguez with a rating of 7.3. After their 2-0 win, New York City FC are in 9th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. After their 2-0 loss, DC United are in 11th place in the Eastern Conference. Toronto FC won at home 1-0 versus visiting New England Revolution. Toronto FC's attacker Prince Oseo Wusu scored in the 66th minute, assisted by substitute attacker Jaquiel Marshall Ruddy, to make the score 1-0. Toronto FC's attacker Federico Bernardeschi missed a penalty kick in the 76th minute. Winning Team Toronto FC's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Sean Johnson with a rating of 7.9. He made five saves and recorded a shutout. Midfielder DB Flores with a rating of 7.7. Attacker Prince Oseo Wusu with a rating of 7.3. He scored one goal. Losing Team New England Revolution's top three performers of the match were midfielder Carlos Gil with a rating of 8.0. Goalkeeper Henrik Rabas with a rating of 7.3. He made seven saves and conceded one goal. Defender Nicolas Lima with a rating of 7.0. After their 1-0 win, Toronto FC are in 5th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 1-0 loss, New England Revolution are in 15th place in the Eastern Conference. Chicago Fire lost at home 0-4 versus visiting Real Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake's midfielder Andres Gomez scored in the 24th minute, assisted by defender Alexandros Katranis, to make the score 0-1. Real Salt Lake's attacker Christian Arango scored in the 33rd minute, to make the score 0-2. Real Salt Lake's attacker Christian Arango scored in the 37th minute, assisted by defender Brian Oviedo, to make the score 0-3. Real Salt Lake's substitute midfielder Diego Luna scored in the 90th plus 3 minute, assisted by attacker Christian Arango, to make the score 0-4. Losing Team Chicago Fire's top three performers of the match were defender Carlos Turan with a rating of 7.2. Defender Arnaud Soke with a rating of 7.0. Midfielder Kellen Acosta with a rating of 6.9. Winning Team Real Salt Lake's top three performers of the match were attacker Christian Arango with a rating of 9.7. He scored two goals and had one assist. Goalkeeper Gavin Beavers with a rating of 8.0. He made five saves and recorded a shutout. Defender Andrew Brody with a rating of 7.5. After their 0-4 loss, Chicago Fire are in 13th place in the Eastern Conference. After their 0-4 win, Real Salt Lake are in first place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. Houston Dynamo lost at home 0-1 versus visiting Austin. Austin's substitute midfielder Emiliano Rigoni scored in the 86th minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Calvin Fodry, to make the score 0-1. Losing Team Houston Dynamo's top three performers of the match were midfielder Artur with a rating of 7.6. Attacker Sebastian Kalajic with a rating of 7.5. Defender Ethan Bartlow with a rating of 7.3. Winning Team Austin's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Bradley Stuver with a rating of 8.5. He made 6 saves and recorded a shutout. Substitute midfielder Emiliano Rigoni with a rating of 7.5. He scored 1 goal. Defender Guilherme Biro with a rating of 7.3. After their 0-1 loss, Houston Dynamo are in 4th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 0-1 win, Austin are in 6th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. Sporting Kansas City tied at home 3-3 versus visiting St. Louis City. Sporting Kansas City's midfielder Alan Pulido scored in the 17th minute, assisted by attacker William Agata, to make the score 1-0. St. Louis City's attacker Joao Klaus scored in the 31st minute, assisted by midfielder Rasmus Alm, to make the score 1-1. St. Louis City's midfielder Celio Pompo scored in the 45th plus 3 minute, assisted by attacker Joao Klaus, to make the score 1-2. St. Louis City's goalkeeper Roman Berkey scored an own goal for Sporting Kansas City in the 65th minute, to make the score 2-2. Sporting Kansas City's midfielder Eric Tommy scored in the 77th minute, assisted by defender Andreu Fontes, to make the score 3-2. St. Louis City's defender Thomas Totlin scored in the 90th plus 2 minute, assisted by attacker Joao Klaus, to make the score 3-3. Tying team Sporting Kansas City's top three performers of the match were attacker William Agata with a rating of 7.5. He made 1 assist. Midfielder Eric Tommy with a rating of 7.2. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Alan Pulido with a rating of 6.9. He scored 1 goal. Tying team St. Louis City's top three performers of the match were attacker Joao Klaus with a rating of 8.5. He scored 1 goal and had 1 assist. Defender Thomas Totlin with a rating of 7.9. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Celio Pompo with a rating of 7.3. He scored 1 goal. After their 3-3 tie, Sporting Kansas City are in 10th place in the Western Conference. After their 3-3 tie, St. Louis City are in 7th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. Colorado Rapids won at home 2-1 versus visiting FC Dallas. FC Dallas's defender Sebastian Ibega scored an own goal for Colorado Rapids in the 45th minute, to make the score 1-0. Colorado Rapids's midfielder Calvin Harris scored in the 49th minute, assisted by midfielder Kevin Cabral, to make the score 2-0. FC Dallas's attacker Peter Musa scored in the 87th minute, assisted by midfielder Liam Fraser, to make the score 2-1. Winning team Colorado Rapids's top three performers of the match were midfielder Cole Bassett with a rating of 7.6. Defender Keegan Rosenberry with a rating of 7.2. Defender Samuel Vines with a rating of 7.2. Losing team FC Dallas's top three performers of the match were midfielder Liam Fraser with a rating of 7.5. He made 1 assist. Attacker Peter Musa with a rating of 7.2. He scored 1 goal. Defender Omar Gonzalez with a rating of 7.2. After their 2-1 win, Colorado Rapids are in 5th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 2-1 loss, FC Dallas are in 13th place in the Western Conference. Los Angeles FC tied at home 2-2 versus visiting New York Red Bulls. Los Angeles FC's substitute defender Eddie Segura scored an own goal for New York Red Bulls in the 8th minute, to make the score 0-1. Los Angeles FC's attacker Dennis Buonga scored a penalty kick in the 67th minute, to make the score 1-1. New York Red Bulls's midfielder Emil Forsberg scored in the 81st minute, assisted by defender John Tolkien, to make the score 1-2. Los Angeles FC's attacker Dennis Buonga scored in the 90th plus 5 minute, to make the score 2-2. Tying team Los Angeles FC's top three performers of the match were attacker Dennis Buonga with a rating of 8.6. He scored 2 goals. Defender Sergi Palencia with a rating of 7.5. Midfielder Timothy Tillman with a rating of 7.3. Tying team New York Red Bulls's top three performers of the match were attacker Lewis Morgan with a rating of 7.5. Midfielder Emil Forsberg with a rating of 7.2. He scored 1 goal. Defender Dylan Nealis with a rating of 7.3. After their 2-2 tie, Los Angeles FC are in 8th place in the Western Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. After their 2-2 tie, New York Red Bulls are in second place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. Seattle Sounders lost at home 0-2 versus visiting Vancouver Whitecaps. Seattle Sounders's defender Jackson Ragan was sent off with a straight red card in the 43rd minute. Vancouver Whitecaps's attacker Ryan Gauld scored in the 58th minute, to make the score 0-1. Vancouver Whitecaps's attacker Brian White scored in the 71st minute, assisted by defender Tristan Blackman, to make the score 0-2. Seattle Sounders's defender Alexander Roldan was sent off with a straight red card in the 75th minute. Losing team Seattle Sounders's top three performers of the match were midfielder João Paulo with a rating of 7.2. Midfielder Albert Rusnak with a rating of 7.2. Defender Nuho Tolo with a rating of 6.9. Winning team Vancouver Whitecaps's top three performers of the match were attacker Ryan Gauld with a rating of 8.3. He scored one goal. Midfielder Samuel Adekube with a rating of 7.5. He made one assist. Defender Tristan Blackman with a rating of 7.5. After their 0-2 loss, Seattle Sounders are in 12th place in the Western Conference. After their 0-2 win, Vancouver Whitecaps are in 3rd place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After the day's fixtures, the top three goal scorers in Major League Soccer are Real Salt Lake attacker Christian Arango with 8 goals, Inter Miami attacker Lionel Messi with 7 goals, and Inter Miami attacker Luis Alberto Suarez Diaz with 6 goals. After the day's fixtures, the top three assist leaders in Major League Soccer are New York Red Bulls attacker Dante Von Zier with 6 assists, FC Cincinnati midfielder Luciano Acosta with 5 assists, and Inter Miami attacker Luis Alberto Suarez Diaz with 4 assists. Thanks for listening to this episode of Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, Major League Soccer Edition. A Jeffadelic Media Podcast.